Title: Build Old School DDNB Swing with Automation First Workflow in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build that old school drum and bass swing in Ableton Live 12, beginner friendly, using only stock devices, and with an automation first workflow. And here's the mindset that makes this work. Old school swing is not just shuffle, it's a push-pull relationship. Your kick and snare are the anchors, and your hats and ghost notes are the ornaments that move around them. Then, to stop it sounding like a static loop, we automate the feel and tone over 8 to 16 bars like a DJ-friendly phrase. By the end, you'll have a rolling 2-bar DNB groove around 172 BPM, with a solid snare on 2 and 4, hats that actually dance, ghost notes that create forward motion, and subtle automation that makes it evolve. Let's go step by step. First, project setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for old school, jungle, early rollers, all of it. Now create 3 MIDI tracks and name them Kick, Snare, Hats plus Ghosts. Optional but recommended. Select those 3 tracks and group them. That group becomes your drum bus, where we'll do the glue and punch later. Next, load basic sounds and do it fast. The biggest beginner trap is sample shopping for 30 minutes and then never finishing the groove. So today, pick functional sounds first. We can refine later. On the kick track, drop a punchy kick into simpler. Set it to one shot. Turn warp off. Set voices to one so it doesn't overlap and smear. On the snare track, drop in a snare that has mid-punch. Again, voices to 1. Don't overthink the snare yet. We'll shape it later with EQ and space. On the Hats plus Ghosts track, create a drum rack, and load a closed hat and an open hat. Keep it simple. 1 closed, 1 open. Now we program the anchor pattern, and we do it without swing at first. Start with a 1-bar MIDI clip so your ears can lock in quickly. We'll expand to 2 bars in a moment. Kick pattern. Place a kick on 1.1. Then add a kick at 1.3.2, that's the end before 3, and it's a classic rolling foundation. Optionally add a light kick at 1.4.3 for momentum. If you add that third kick, keep it lighter in velocity so it feels like movement, not a heavy stomp. Snare pattern. Put the snare on 1.2 and 1.4. That's your backbone. That's the thing you do not mess up. In a lot of old school feeling DNB, the snare being steady is what makes the wobble around it feel intentional. Now hats. Put closed hats on every 8th note. Just steady 1/8 hats for now. Think of this as the engine. Then add an open hat occasionally on an offbeat, like 1.1.3 or 1.3.3. Don't do it every time. Tasteful is the word. You want a little lift, not a constant splash. At this point you should already hear okay. That's drum and bass. It's rigid, yes, but the identity is there. Now we swing it using the groove pool. Open the groove pool. In the browser, find grooves, and grab something like Swing 16-55 or Swing 16-57. If you want it looser and junglier, you can try 16-59, but as a beginner, go easy. Too much swing too early can turn into a stumble. Drag the groove onto your hat's clip only, not the kick and snare yet. Remember, anchors versus ornaments. In the groove pool settings, set bass to 1/16. Set timing around 60%. Set velocity around 15%. Set random around 5%. This is a great starting pocket, and I want you to leave it uncommitted for now. Don't hit commit yet. Keep it live so you can tweak and compare quickly. Now the manual micro timing, the push-pull. Groove pool gets you most of the way, but the old school pocket usually has a couple of intentional nudges. Open your hat's MIDI clip. Turn off grid snapping for a moment. Now pick a few offbeat hats and nudge them slightly late. Not a full 16th note late. Tiny. Visually, it's almost nothing. Sonically, it's everything. Then pick one or two hats and nudge them slightly early. That creates urgency. You're basically telling the groove when to lean back and when to lean forward. Beginner rule. Keep the snare dead on. Keep the main kick hits mostly dead on too. If you start swinging the kick and snare heavily, you often lose weight and the groove feels like it's tripping. Now, there's also a super beginner safe way to do timing without touching all the notes. Track delay. Go to your Hats plus Ghosts track and find track delay. Now try pushing the whole Hats track later by about +5 to +15 milliseconds. Later equals laid back. Or if you want more bite and urgency, try -3 to -8 milliseconds. Track delay is amazing because it's fast, reversible, and it keeps your MIDI neat. You can do a lot of pocket searching just by a slash beaning different delay values. Next, ghost notes. This is where the jungle energy appears. Ghost notes are low-velocity hits that create motion between the main hits. The key is they should be felt more than they're heard. On your snare track, you can use the same snare or a lighter rimmy snare if you have one. Add a couple quiet hits just before the main snare. For example, one right before the snare at 1.2 and one right before the snare at 1.4. You can also add a ghost between beats, but keep it tasteful. If you put ghost notes everywhere, you don't get groove, you get clutter. Aim for velocity like this. Main snare around 95 to 120. Ghost snares around 20 to 50. And here's a great little trick. Make some ghost notes slightly late. That drag behind the beat is a classic old school pocket. It's like the groove is pulling the listener forward into the next anchor hit. Now let's talk about velocity is your second swing. If the timing is only slightly swung, but your velocity accents are right, the groove still rolls for your 1/8 hats. Try this simple accent map. Downbeats a little stronger, maybe 75 to 90. Offbeats a little softer, maybe 50 to 75. Then add one intentional exception, like one offbeat hat a little louder. That one moment can create instant funk. A fast workflow trick here, in the MIDI editor, use fold so you only see the notes you actually used. Then select every second hat hit and pull the velocity down a bit. In about 10 seconds, you've gone from machine gun hats to drummer hands. Cool. Now expand from one bar to two bars. Duplicate the clip so you've got a two-bar loop, and do not just copy-paste and call it done. Change something small in bar 2, even if it's only one ghost note move to after the snare instead of before it. Here's an easy advanced healing variation. Call and response ghosts. In bar 1, put ghosts mostly before the snares. In bar 2, put ghosts mostly after the snares. Same overall density, but it feels like the groove is speaking. Now we shift into the main theme of this lesson. Automation first workflow. Instead of obsessing over a perfect one-bar loop, we make an 8 to 16 bar phrase that evolves. That's what makes it feel like a record, not a loop. Automation idea number 1. Automate hat brightness. On the hat's track, add an auto filter after the drum rack. Set it to a low pass 24 dB slope. Set the cutoff somewhere like 10 to 14 kHz depending on the hat sample. Resonance around 0.2 to 0.4. Drive between 0 and 3 dB. Now automate the cutoff across 8 bars. Bars 1 to 4, slightly darker. Bars 5 to 8, gradually open it up. This creates a natural energy lift without changing the pattern, and it's super DJ friendly. Automation idea number 2. Automate swing amount. If your hats are using groove pool, you can create two swing states by using two clips. Duplicate your hat's clip across 8 bars, then make two versions, a tighter version for bars 1 to 4, timing around 55 to 60%, a looser version for bars 5 to 8, timing around 62 to 68%. You can do that by duplicating clips and adjusting groove settings, or by committing and then manually nudging and reshaping velocities differently in each clip. The result is subtle, but it's powerful. The phrase leans more as it progresses. Automation idea number 3. Automate ghost density, meaning arrangement level groove, across 16 bars. Keep it simpler for the first half, then add a bit more movement in the second half. Bars 1 to 8, fewer ghosts. More intro mix energy. Bars 9 to 16, a couple extra ghost hits and maybe one tiny hat variation. Notice what we're doing. We're developing energy without adding new instruments. That's old school. Now let's get it punchy and glued with a stock drum bus chain. Go to your drum group and add EQ8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. If it's muddy, dip a little at 250 to 400 Hz. Like 1 to 3 dB. If you need presence, a tiny boost around 3 to 6 kHz, but be gentle. Then add drum bus. Drive around 2 to 8%. Go easy. Crunch 0 to 10%. Transients plus 5 to plus 15 if you need snap. Leave boom off at first, until you know what the low end is doing. Then add glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is not for smashing. It's for cohesion. Optional. Add saturator after that. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip if things get spiky. Now a couple pro style options that still stay beginner safe. If you want darker, heavier vibes, put a short room reverb on the snare only. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut 200 to 400 Hz. High cut 6 to 10 kHz. Keep it subtle. We want warehouse. Not cathedral. You can also do a parallel smash return, a compressor and saturator on a return track, and send your drums lightly, like 10 to 25%. That adds density without killing transients. Now arrangement. Build a classic 16-bar drum phrase. Bars 1 to 4. Main groove, darker hats, fewer ghosts. Bars 5 to 8. Open the hat filter gradually, maybe slightly more swing. Bars 9 to 12. Add an extra ghost or a tiny hat ramp into the snare. Bars 13 to 16. Do one mini edit that's DJ friendly. For half a bar, go hats only or snare only or mute the kick for a moment. Then slam back in. And here's a really important upgrade concept. Drop prep by removing, not ang, right before a new section. Remove one tiny element, like one offbeat hat or one ghost. When the full loop returns, it sounds heavier than if you tried to fill your way there. Quick common mistakes to avoid while you're building this. First, too much swing on everything. If you swing the kick and snare hard, you lose impact. Swing hats and ghosts first. Second, identical velocities. That's the fastest way to sound like a basic loop. Third, over-randomizing. Random can become sloppy. Use a little, then do intentional nudges. Fourth, ghost notes too loud. If you clearly hear them as main hits, they're not ghosts anymore. And fifth, no evolution across bars. If nothing changes over 8 to 16 bars, the loop gets old fast. Automate something, even if it's just a filter cutoff.